level. Am I correct? What are we looking forward to when it comes to gun rights in the upcoming session? Anything?
Well, overall, they're going to keep working on this bill again to stop stalkers and those who are, those who have been, I don't know what the term is now. I guess, cohabitators sounds like so ridiculously like from a Kinsey report. I don't know what to say, but I'm looking that will hopefully get passed. It's going to be a tough fight because the NRA is fighting it, and a lot of these wimpy congressmen, are would back away, particularly some of the Tea Party Republicans, all the Tea Party Republicans. And there's other bills to beef up, which might pass, to beef up the background check system so that more records from the states get put into it. That's important. And there are states around the country that are looking at doing bills. There's a number of states that came very close to passing background check bills. One of them, a great example, is the state of Washington, and they lost because one or two conservative Democrats, I put that in quotes, from rural areas wouldn't support it. So now they're going to have a ballot measure in November to have universal background checks, and right now it's polling at 75-80%.
And we have to leave it right there. If you want to listen to the Juliana Forlano show in its entirety, you can go to julianaforlano.com. Once again, julianaforlano.com. Coming up real soon would be more fundraising programming here in WBAI. Of course, usually at the 7 o'clock hour is Off the Hook, and at 8 o'clock is the Personal Computer Show. In its place will be more fundraising programming. And just a program note, at midnight tonight, Jim Freund, host of Hour of the Wolf, will be doing a Steve Post tribute once again, just like he did last week with Margo Adler. He will do a tribute special for Steve Post, former general manager of WBAI. Not general manager, it was program director. Yeah, program director of WBAI. Just one more time. Jim Freund, host of Hour of the Wolf, will be doing a Steve Post tribute starting at midnight tonight. So we're going to go into an announcement or two, and then after that we'll go straight into the next program, more fundraising programs here on WBAI and WBAI.org on the web. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Ken Gale of WBAI's Tuesday evening environmental show, Ecologic. One of the cool things about being a BAI buddy is that you get to decide what WBAI is worth to you. Are we worth more than your cable TV? Or 10 bucks a month? 20, 100, a million? Just go to the WBAI.org website and sign up with your credit card. You'll barely notice it. In return, you get a WBAI tote bag to show off, free or discounted entry to special WBAI events, and other perks. Another cool thing about being a BAI buddy is less fundraising interruptions to your favorite programs. Go to WBAI.org. You can donate in the name of your favorite show, like Ecologic.
On Sunday, August 10th at 11 p.m., Sugar in My Bowl presents the author of Party Music, the inside story of the Black Panthers band and how Black Power transformed soul music, Ricky Vincent, from our Pacifica sister station, KPFA. That's Sunday, August 10th at 11 p.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web.
Welcome to another news. I'm Jeff Brady. This is a special fundraising here in the summer of 2014. And the timing was kind of interesting, too, because Peter Shampoo, the guest that we've had on in the past who wrote that amazing book, Gaia Matrix, Arcom and the Geometries of Destiny in the North American Landscape, had donated some books to the station for a fundraiser. I was really surprised and just really grateful. These are pretty expensive books, so we can offer them to you for a decent pledge, decent premium. We're offering Gaia Matrix, these books. We've had Peter on a number of times talking about the contents of these incredible books. This is yours for a $100 pledge. And we're also offering the In Other News Archives, yours for a $35 pledge. But there are some ebooks on this archive disc, along with the shows, about more than 120 shows on the disc in MP3 format. There's a text file on there as well to show you what show was on there to listen to and the guest. But the ebooks, I was thrilled to come in contact with an individual who will be on in the coming weeks. This person had basically consolidated many free energy devices into one book. So he cataloged them, essentially, from the HHO devices, gravity devices, magnetic devices, inertia, motionless, aerials, buoyancy, and just general free energy devices. It's just amazing and wonderful to come in contact with him. He had mentioned to me in an email that there were already more than 40,000 suppressed free energy patents in the United States alone. That is quite interesting. 40,000, not 400, not 2,000. 40,000. Isn't that interesting? So the ebook is a practical guide to free energy devices. And then there's another ebook on there. The first ebook is about, he said it was a million words. He put down a million words in this ebook. And there are about 3,000 illustrations that he, a lot of them he did, almost all of them himself. And we are, we'll be talking in the future about these devices and how they operate in what's called an open system, meaning energy from the environment, as opposed to a closed system, which excludes temperature, gravity, cosmic particles, things like that. So that MP3 disc with the shows and the ebooks, yours for a $35 pledge, and together everything, the book, Gaia Matrix, and their connections with all of this material, together, yours for a $125 pledge. So it's really a great deal to pledge your support right now. The number to call is 212-209-2950. And again, the book is called Gaia Matrix, Arcom, and the Geometries of Destiny in the North American Landscape. And we'll get into the contents of this. If you've been a regular listener to the show, you might have heard some of the past interviews. We had him on 2 years ago, about 2.5 years ago, and it was really an introduction to this book. This book is packed with very special information that you don't find laying around, and it's not much of it is online. Bits and pieces of it are, but the contents of this book are quite amazing. On the back, the liner notes read, Gaia Matrix reveals the harmonic patterns of biogeologic consciousness that underlie North American history, culture, and spiritual evolution. These discoveries show the extraordinary degree to which humanity responds to the living intelligence of the Earth. In 1993, Peter Champeau discovered a region-wide geometry in the geographic and spiritual profile of the northeastern United States. Centered in the hills of western Massachusetts, Gaia Matrix is a revelation of sacred landscape that spans the continent. The sights and lines within geometry show patterns and cycles of human culture, history, and spirit. Cycles have witnessed the outbreak of the American Revolution, westward expansion, the rise of America as a world power, and the emerging wisdom culture, the next cycle of American evolution. This discoverer of the Arcom Geometrix, and we'll talk about what that is, and related landscape patterns across the continent, Peter, a stone mason, award-winning sculptor, graphic artist, and visionary, is a longtime student of geosciences, world religions, and sacred geometry. And somebody who wrote, I think, a foreword had commented down here, Arcom is a flower of life, a rose of the world, celebrating your planetary point perspective and our conscious rebirthing of the sanctity of all life. Okay, that's this book that we're offering right now for a $100 pledge when you dial 212-209-2950. And if you caught the last few shows, we had a two-hour interview with Peter. I just happened to hear another interview you might be familiar with it, David Paulides, who wrote the books 411, some book series about missing people and people who go missing in national parks, basically. And I was thinking, this is really odd. Something is left out of the picture. It was intentionally written this way by the author. And I just happened to look at some of the illustrations in Gaia Matrix. It's full of wonderful, wonderful images and maps and pictures. And I noticed a pattern. And I was thinking, okay, what about these intersections in these large bandwidth ley lines? What's going on here? So I started to identify certain geographic points. A lot was being revealed. These were historic battlegrounds where the French were at war with the British, and the French had Native American soldiers on their side. The British had Native American soldiers on their side. And the conflict was brutal, bloody. And what's left is an energy point that is anchored by an obelisk or some kind of stone memorial. As Peter points out, this is the structure and the type of stone is not an accident. And we'll get more into that. Also, if you recall, Matthew Deleuze was saying the same thing. Gaia Matrix, yours for a $100 pledge. We're going to play a clip from that past interview where we're identifying the intersections. While we go to that clip, consider pledging your support for this wonderful station that, again, has the courage to bring this amazing information to the listenership. 212-209-2950. Please pick up the phone and dial that number and pledge your support. Get this book, Gaia Matrix. It's a soft cover. It's about 250 pages. And, of course, the archives, yours for a $35 pledge. There's a really nice surprise on there, those two ebooks. It's just endless reading. If you're interested in free energy devices and what's out there, you know there's so many scams out there. Well, I got permission to get these out to the listeners, so it's really exciting. Together, get the whole pack, $125. Support WBAI, support this show. In other news, let's have a listen to that segment. in our past discussions with author and ley line expert Peter Shampoo. We talked about the power of energy lines and where they cross, they can sometimes be a place known to be haunted or have UFO sightings or where people are known to vanish. Today, these crossroads or energy points are usually the sites of churches, stadiums, schools, corporate headquarters, museums, military monuments, or obelisks. This is a narrow window into the vast territory covered in Peter Shampoo's book, Gaia Matrix, Arcom and the Geometries of Destiny in the North American Landscape. Peter joins us to track down various ley line intersections in the Northeast that yield interesting but mixed results from Native American history to wars to hauntings. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. Great to be here.
All right. Well, what prompted me to investigate ley line intersections is the haunted house in Chatham, New York that you mentioned in the previous interview we had a couple of years ago. Can you remind us of the location and what's going on in terms of ley line energy right there?
Well, the exact location I'm not privy to. The information about this house came to me secondhand, and it was in this area of New York State, and near Chatham, New York. Specifically, it's in a area that is a focus point of a one ley line coming up from New York City, a telluric ley that connects New York City with Mount Morrissey. Another ley line that goes through that area is the Appalachian Ley, and it intersects the Arcom Earth Ring, if you will, which is a whole other story. But right in that area, you have this geologic structure that is called the Shawangunk Mountains, and it's a geologic anomaly in that it doesn't run north-south like many of the mountain ranges, but actually turns a river, the Roundout Creek, to the north where it dumps into the Hudson River and Kingston. So that confluence of lays and different spin fields and rivers running upstream, if you will, that whenever there's an anomalous occurrence like that, it tends to make a glitch in the matrix, and it opens up a portal. So you have a great deal of mental, spiritual, psychic energy running up and down the New York City lay, and this house, from all reports, was manifesting all manner of different apparitions in Native Americans, colonials on horses, people engaged in all kinds of different activities in the middle of this living room of this house that was constructed on a lot that no one would build on or could build on. And so this family tried to move there, and they really had trouble from the get-go. From last reports from this person, this hearsay witness, going by there at night, you can often see these glowing orange lights emanating from that house that's now abandoned because it's too crazy to live there. So that's kind of ley lines where there's a great deal of vortexing going on, if you will. Energies can get stuck, and like with any two streams that intersect at the crossroads is where the vortex is.
Is the vortex, in terms of energy movement, is that a swirling motion, or is what's happening there?
Well, I call it a static spin because you can't see it on a literally turning around, but you can get indications of this spin by the patterns of the land, how rivers turn, how how different planes of geography intersect. And there's also the energy vortexes that can be, are come in multiple sizes. In my book, I Am Matrix, I identified, worked with primarily North America, but since that, I've expanded.
Oh, really?
worked on South America and Africa and different, making quite a body of work, really, on these earth ring studies that emulate this vortex. Now, this vortex that I speak of is a best understood through analogy, but the earth itself is a vortex. A magnetic field is a vortex that the earth sits within. Our bodies are this magnetic vortex as well, coming off of the brain stem. There's a magnetic vortex there, and it's off of our spine. There's a magnetic vortex, and it's all the electric universe. It's looking at that pattern, which is replicated from the human eyeball right out to the density patterns within the sun and galaxy. You have this vortex that keeps replicating itself. And that's shown as well in Earth energies, where you go to for instance the Oregon Mystery Vortex. You can douse out this pattern, and it's the same pattern as you see in the cross section of our planet, or in what we see in a human eye. These vortexes, well up, they're either up, going up or going down. So they're innies or outies. And sometimes a well-balanced vortex has both of them. So you end up with problems if you have, too much going in one direction. But, so you want this balanced vortex.
Well, I wanted to establish that as we start to get into the intersections, and so listeners can get an idea of the motion of energy that we're talking about. Now, if we start with the big ley lines here that you present in your book, Gaia Matrix, and I think it's on page 24. The map is showing that we can follow the Washington ley line and identify the intersections of the ley lines. If we start with the intersection of the Washington ley and the Liberty ley lines, it's at approximately at the southeast edge of Lake Ontario, Oswego, New York, Fort Ontario, in that area. Just doing a little background on that, you find that, the Battle of Fort Oswego was won in a series of early French victories in the North American theater of the Seven Years' War. A lot happened in that particular area in terms of wars. It's also around a natural boundary that you also talk about. And there's much more going on, as you've recently uncovered. Can you tell listeners about this area?
Yeah, it's always fertile ground talking to you. Revisiting a place is always fruitful, and with new eyes. So, been since '99. The Gaia Matrix was published in '99, and we're talking about the Washington Ley intersecting with the Liberty Ley. Perhaps a little description of those two. That particular intersection has what's famously called the Marysburg Vortex, which is a magnetic anomaly out in the water there, kind of right at the outlet of the lake into the St. Lawrence Seaway. Very many ships have gone down, and paranormal activities, UFOs and such. And it's also in that same area is where the peacemaker, the guy that brought culture to the Iroquois Confederacy, or the Haudenosaunees of central New York. This was the one power that was in the way of the American Confederacy really taking hold. So, there were a lot of issues around that and along this ley line, along this Washington ley that was named in the book, Gaia Matrix. But when I was working with Gaia Matrix, I was also working with this thing called the Universal Vector Geometry, which is a Bucky Fuller ball, if you will, a Bucky ball that's superimposed over the planetary structure, keyed into the North Pole, South Pole, and pyramids. And this has been touted on TV as being, the world grid and such. And, it's a way to explain things, but it also might be some kind of control mechanism that that is in place, because many pyramids are located, and many of the ancient sites were located on this kind of crystalline grid. So it's thought that perhaps, and this line is a part of that crystalline grid, that universal vector geometry.
Peter Shampoo. I'm talking about a specific focus on his work and identifying specific ley line intersections from a map in his book. I think it's page 24, Geomantic Corridors. We identified on the Washington ley line and the city ley line a number of intersections, and we had just identified Oswego right there. And what's that about? What's going on in that specific area? And the information just doesn't stop. You actually get tired. It's overwhelming. There's so much to explore. So that's why I thought the listeners to this show in this station would love to get their hands on this and start to even prepare a nice trip. You can identify particular destinies to look at, to travel upstate, so, or you know, in the Northeast, and have this book as your guide, and locate specific areas, see what's there, check the map, go on Google Maps, all that stuff, but use this book as your guide. It's yours for a $100 pledge. The title is Gaia Matrix, Arcom and the Geometries of Destiny in the North American Landscape. Also, okay, that's $100. So when you dial 212-209-2950 and pledge your support at the $100 level, we will send you this book. And remember, Peter was so kind to donate a lot of books so we can have that price for you, so you can help the station and receive this wonderful gift, Gaia Matrix. In other news, Archives is also what we're offering, yours for a $35 pledge, which has more than 120 shows, and we include two ebooks. And I just briefly mentioned them. One of the ebooks is it's a guide, a practical guide to free energy devices. And we're going to have this guest, the author of this ebook, on to talk about this. He said the ebook on its own is 1 million words. And I think there's about 3,000 illustrations that he did himself. So are you curious about free energy devices? Are you interested in trying to build a free energy device? Do you want to know what are the types of free energy devices? And there are so many scams out there. Do you want to learn about the scams? Do you want access to this information? It's very difficult to find, and I was just thrilled to stumble across this through a friend who emailed me and said, look at this, check this out. And it was through the Etheric Warriors group, etheric warriors.com. Those guys, yes, it is out there, you know, but sometimes you have to go out there to get a practical guide to free energy devices. So there's so much disinformation, misinformation, scams out there. I mean, these people are good with the scams, because some of the ways they set it up is they'll be assembling a free energy device over Unity device and say, well, we need this extra part, but we need to raise money for these extra parts. Can you help us out? And that's where the dollars start flowing in. That's a red flag, says our author of this ebook that we're giving away on the In Other News Archives disc for a $35 pledge. Remember, the book and the archive disc is yours for a $125 pledge. We would like to see those phones light up. You will be very happy to get this in the mail, 212-209-2950. I will make sure that these get to the listeners. If there is ever a problem with the premium, please email me at inothernewsradio@yahoo.com, and I will follow up and make sure you get that. Or just email me through the website, wbai.org. And, of course, you can go to WBAI's website, give2wbai.org, to pledge your support there as well. Gaia Matrix is the title of the book. We're going to hear a short clip before we have Peter on the line to talk more about his book and research, because we really didn't get to ask him about that. And so he's going to share more information with us. So let's have a listen to a short clip from this interview a couple weeks ago.
Am I going too fast here, Jeff?
Well, no, but I'm glad you had outlined the bigger picture for listeners, because we want to then go down to the next one, where the intersection point on the Washington Ley Line is at the Empire Ley. And it appears to be another significant battleground that was recorded and remembered in the form of the Newtown Battlefield State Park, where Sullivan's monument was placed in 1912, a giant obelisk of pure granite. These ley line intersection zones are locations of past war and bloodshed, as you mentioned. What has your work shown about these geographic locations being prone to war?
Well, that particular location was a clash of empire, clash between the Colonial Empire and the Iroquois Empire. That line, the 42nd parallel, is also an empire line, where you have this propensity, and the Empire Ley, which is the 42nd parallel, has Rome and Constantinople or Istanbul, and the Great Wall of China goes along it like a serpent, and it has all these Genghis Khan was born on it, and you know, things like this. It's empire. There's an empire frequency. The people of Serbia are on it, and they had this empire complex, and you know, the greatest Serbian empire is going to rise from the, you know, and they did that horrible thing over there because they were just kind of involved in this. They were right at a vortex of two major ley lines that, you know, had a lot of entrainment of war in them. So,
wow.
So this 42nd parallel is, you know, it's keyed right into the American world view, because it's how it patterns many of the state boundaries, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania. You can go right across the country, Missouri and Oregon. It's all the 42nd parallel. Putting a stone there, it's huge, especially due north of D.C. and all the other stuff that's going on there. As we will learn as we go down the line. But Mark Twain is also buried there, our great metaphorist. as well, there are two prisons there. The Elmira Correctional, State Penitentiary is there. You know, horrible place, horrible energy. So it's a control frequency in some ways. Let's control those crazy Indians up there. We'll even put a prison right next to this monument. Interesting kind of choice of location, if it wasn't indeed a conscious choice. I don't know.
We're not assuming anything here, but I did want to ask you, before we get to the next intersection, the idea of putting a particular piece of rock made of granite, for example, or any other specific material in the shape of an obelisk on an intersection energy point, what does that do, and why is it being done?
The obelisk has been used since time immemorial, you know, like over in Egypt and such, as a way to ground celestial energy, to bring that current down to Earth, the ionospheric current. The obelisk works in concert with a pyramid or a dome. The pyramid is a dome. It's a spherical form that's just crystallized. So that's another long story, but so there's this loop that goes between the two, like a donut, situation. So there's a communication between the obelisk and the dome, or the cup and the sword. There's a whole pagan thing around the cup and the sword, and we can't really go there, but it's just too broad of a subject. It has to do with the Grail quest and all this stuff of consciousness. So if you draw a circle and you turn it counterclockwise, and you take your right hand and you turn it counterclockwise, you're going down. That energy is going down, and where that obelisk sits is right there in that pinch point. So you have multiple rings going around and all meeting right there with that obelisk is up there at that pinch point. And that's kind of what the, and that then works with the dome, which turns the opposite way, if you will. It turns outward and creates this space of lifting up and sending outward. So things are collected via the obelisk and then transmitted to the dome. The dome being the state capitals, which would then transmit via, you know, so the masons, I suspect, you know, this phi proportion and all these kinds of geomancy type things were well known by the Templars and the builders of Europe, and they applied all these things all the time, and you knew about ley lines and currents, and it was just, you know, we got rid of it because it's an impediment to progress when you start to look at, well, the earth is alive, and no, you can't, the fairies live there, you can't build a highway there, you know, that type of thing was let go. But people are end up being on these lines without knowing it. They have a house full of fairies.
When the rain come down, listen to the patter. What a lovely sound. Really doesn't matter. It should not stop. I'll be here. Dark outside, come on in, make my house your fireside. You don't have to walk on by with your head bowing down. I'll be here. I'll be here when the rain coming down and the sun shine brightly and clear. I'll be here with a north wind in August. I'll be here.
The Earth is Alive. That was a segment from a past interview with Peter Shampoo, author of the book Guy Matrix, Arcom and the Geometries of Destiny in the North American Landscape. And Peter, so kind for you to join us now. Peter, how did you get to write this book? Can you tell listeners how you put it together?
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
Hello to everyone. It was, you know, interesting listening to myself talk. Guy Matrix was something that took probably 30 years to come up with. It was published in 99 as an overview for American consciousness, something for America, you know, it's like a millennium gift for America to have this ability to see itself as it actually is, rather than a multiplicity of political identities that really didn't appreciate or lock into the fabric of the land. I experienced American culture as something that's floating above the land. That they don't really, you know, the consciousness of Americans are, yeah, they like to look at stuff, but as far as rooting into the land, it's really lacking here. We didn't really root our sacred places into the land when we came here. We rooted our political places into the land here. So this was an effort to identify the sacred sites and the places of power around the American continent that would better help our culture to seed in a new sustainable culture at this eve of the millennium. So that was my, you know, kind of my altruistic values around publishing this.
Did you have the material ready to go, or did you have to slowly design these maps and say, okay, this is going to go in this chapter, or did you already have it together?
Well, it was a 9-month process, and it just kind of evolved. And I first discovered this geometry on the land back in '93, and I developed it to 99 and wrote the book at that point, thinking that I had completed the study. But that was incorrect. But the book is really a landmark book that came out of something that I was turned on to when I was 14 years old in 1968. Mm-hmm. I was introduced to the work of John Michel and Rashad Field, who were these two Englishmen that were chasing ley lines over in England. John Michel went on to write many books on the subject. He's kind of the grandfather of this megalithic fascination that we have. He published a lot of this stuff on Old England. And he talked about this ley line, this view over Atlantis, and this alignment of old sites, churches, standing stones, and all these... like hilltops and mountains and fords over rivers and gorges, all included along with these other culturalized sites. So he identified the ley lines as a natural combination of both nature and culture that draws a line across the landscape. So I said, well, you know, England can't have the only ley lines in the world. You know, if this is a natural phenomenon, it must be in New England as well. So from 14 on, I was poring over maps of New England, looking for these alignments. You know, just looking to see how mountains align, how rivers align, how cultural centers are aligned. You know, this type of thing. Just poring over maps, and
you were 14?
Entranced by this subject that I became a stonemason to better understand rock and what rock is all about. And so it just kept on evolving until I came up with this book, Gaia Matrix.
Really fascinating. You were 14, poring over maps. That's it kind of makes sense because this book is it's really filled with interesting information that you really don't find anywhere else. You really don't find it online except for your website. So you've really combined a lot of disciplines in this. And could you tell listeners what ARCOM, what is ARCOM? How did you get that name?
Well, it might have been a misnomer, but when I first, I've been chasing around these ley lines, chasing around early sites around New England, these little dome structures, finding that they were all in a line. And then I'd look at the geographical, topographical characteristics of these sites and then go and find more of the same types of sites. I used the same pattern wherever I went around the country. I went out to lived in Colorado for a while, applied the same thing to the landscape out there. And when I came back to New England, I was working in the New England hills, looking at maps, but also working the rock, and noticed that there was this natural fractility within the stone that was reflected in the greater landscape.
The natural fractility of the rock that's reflected in the natural landscape.
Right. Okay. So I was, there as a mason breaking apart these boulders, and I noticed that they would fracture naturally at these certain cleave and angles and things like that. And so I started looking at the topographical maps, and they had that same angle in it, you know, because it's part of the fractal nature of the planet. And then I noticed that there were these three mountains up in northern Vermont that had the same angle to them, the more or less equilateral triangle of Mount Washington, Mount Mansfield, and Mount Ascutney, Vermont. And, what was the question, Jeff?
Yeah, I know you give a great example of the Cape Cod and the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes, that's in the book as well, right? I explore that fractility of things by looking at the shapes of North America. We see Mexico and Panama on the tip of Mexico curving up and turning into this body. And we have the very same thing happening in the state of Massachusetts with Cape Cod being a fractal of Mexico, if you will, that peninsula that comes off. And so I started to look at this where this geometry, this ARCOM geometry that I found at the center of New England, which was this triangulation of mountains that then fractally expanded and created this circular form that included all kinds of cultural features, like a circle of Native American museums, a 250-mile wide circle of Native American museums, just kind of seated here. And this expanding, if I took this ring and expanded this ring that was centered on Shelburne Falls, that was defined by the natural geometry of the landscape and pointed to by the natural landscape of, you know, the geometry of the landscape being like Manhattan Island pointed there and Mohawk River Valley pointed there and the nose of Cape Cod pointed there, and, you know, everything was pointing to this one point. And when I took this as an indicator of a geometric center, I started to expand and go outward. And each expansion, I thought I'd gone, well, this is it. But it just kept expanding into a continental shape where the center of this arc-home geometry, that was just the spontaneous name that came to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it referenced the entire continent as the center of North America's tectonic plate.
I'm looking at page 12, chapter 2, and you have the concentric circles coming out of the core right there. And that's Shelburne Falls?
That's correct, yeah.
Amazing. And then you have other diagrams to the right of air, ether, fire, water. And I want to ask you more about water and the war ley line, as you were explaining in the past clip, and the significance of particular events that are going on right now. But we have to remind listeners about who we're talking with. This is Peter Shampoo. He's the author of the book, Gaia Matrix, Arcom, and the Geometries of Destiny in the North American Landscape. This book is a treasure to have and to own. And we want to put this in your hands, yours for a $100 pledge. This is something that you keep for a long time and pass it on to generations. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Pick up the phone and pledge your support to this wonderful station that has the courage to put on amazing authors like Peter Shampoo. In Other News Archives is another premium that we're offering, yours for a $35 pledge. Again, this includes those two ebooks on free energy devices. And there's a connection there as well. There's over 120 shows of In Other News, so that goes all the way back to early 2010. The whole pack, yours for a $125 pledge. That's the deal right now that we're offering you to raise money for this wonderful station. And we're giving you great content as well. 212-209-2950. The book, you know, Peter, we had you on about 2.5 years ago, and I bought your book maybe a year later. And it's a $35 book, which is totally worth it, in my opinion. But to donate those to the station is just a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. And it shows that you really care about independent media, and I really appreciate it as well. But we, as a result, want to get your information out there to the listeners, because this is a template to put over everything else that is being discussed and talked about on this radio station. It is encouraging and uplifting to read about what's really going on, especially with Native American history, and not to completely be negative about what's going on in this country right now, but at least identify the conflicts and the problems about it's something that just isn't right around here, and you feel it, and then you can at least begin to understand what's going on, and it's not some vague abstract thing. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. We're offering Gaia Matrix, the book, Gaia Matrix, yours for a $100 pledge. Please pick up the phone and pledge your support to this wonderful radio station. The whole pack with the archives and the book, yours for a $125 pledge. But remember, those two ebooks are in there, and that's really, really special, especially when we get into the interviews with the person who wrote those ebooks. And I looked into passive energy and ley line energy, which came out of interviewing a number of people, including Dr. Judy Wood, Russ Gerst, Professor Eric Larson, and Dr. Carmen Bolter, who put together the wonderful series, The Pyramid Code. And it was just amazing to begin to understand the movement of water and how important it was to begin to create passive energy with the movement of water and the interaction with stone, particularly granite. And then there was an orgone energy connection and on. But ultimately, it is pointing to something about the open system of energy and energy within the environment, such as sunlight, waves, tides, gravity, and electromagnetics. It's all involved here, and it's available to us all the time. We have to really shift our perspective and understand how energy can really be extracted from, as they say, that one cubic centimeter of matter. And it could run the entire universe if you know how to extract it. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Gaia Matrix is the book that we're offering to you, yours for a $100 pledge. And, of course, the In Other News Archives, that we're going to send to you when you pledge at the $35 level. It includes those two e-books. And that's really a great deal. The book and the archives, yes, together for a $125 pledge. Please pledge your support. We're going to continue our discussion with Peter Shampoo about his book, how he put together this wonderful book, Gaia Matrix, that we're offering right now for a $100 pledge. Before we get into water, which is a, you know, this, it couldn't happen without water, but I noticed, and I sent you an email earlier in the week, I noticed the City Lay Corridor, that is from Boston, the anchored city all the way up there, Boston to around D.C., but it continues, of course. And it was populated with cell phones, cell phone antenna, all centered, piggybacking on the City Lay. It makes sense. There's dense population there. But you pointed out in past interviews, Peter, about the ley lines carry a natural telluric current, which is the earth current. And when you have Wi-Fi interfering with that, the brain waves don't get to experience the natural telluric energy. That's just one aspect of this. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, you really want to get into it. Yes.
Hey, we got plenty of time.
yeah. Well, first off, I'd like to just say that Gaia Matrix is a book that is made of 259 pages, 9 inches by 11. It has many maps and illustrations in it. There's over 115 illustrations. And it's all on archival paper, so it lasts forever. Lay flat cover. It's really an art book. So, well worth $125. So the cell phone grid. I'm kind of a Luddite. I don't have a cell phone, and find that when I use them, I get headaches. It tends to kind of interfere with my brain waves. And I think that there's something, you know, it would be just as simple as pie to add a carrier wave on through these transmission lines that actually affect cognition, affect the behavior, you know, stimulate some kind of either lack of consciousness or the wrong kind of consciousness or a discordant thing. Mm-hmm. So when I see this, density of wireless and the iPhone transmission line or transmission area going up this 95 corridor, that's all adding a frequency, a stimulation, like kind of rubbing a finger across your skin over and over and over and over again. That kind of, you know, it adds a tension and a stress to an already inflamed tendon or an already inflamed acupuncture meridian. You might look at it that way. And this acupuncture meridian has a number of cities on it, Boston, New Haven, New York City, Trenton, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, and Mexico City. This great line is it's what all the airlines take when they go over to Europe. There's a constant entrainment of power and focus along this line, and where it heads over into Europe is through the kind of a proverbial line in the sand. I spoke of in the 42nd parallel conversation. Uh-huh. I talked about this other intersecting line, and that's what this is. This line that crosses over the pond and comes down through London and Dublin and Brussels and along the Franco-German border, you know, through the Battle of the Bulge, through the Waterloo, through all those wars, and then down into Kosovo, which is in kind of north, south, east, west, all meets there. The Moorish and all these different cultures mix and get into it. Yugoslavia caused some, when it was united, had a kind of peaceful time of it for a while under that suppression, but you know, once it released all this energy around Kosovo and created these wars in that region. This recent airline crash, you know, makes me wonder about things. Because everything seems to have a pattern to it. Even my personal life, you know, like where I was born and where my first job was, where my godfather lived, where I went to college, where my kid was born. Created a straight line right across the country.
Really?
And I find this with many people. We create these geometries as part of water, I believe. I think it's just this fractility is water affecting the makeup of the planet. We have scientists have just come out and said that we have this deep water reservoir on the planet. It's 400 to 600 miles down, and into the mantle we have this reservoir of oceans in there that are just slowly coming to the surface, adding more and more water to the surface of our planet. But as it's doing that, it's cracking through the surfaces, and water has this geometry and an ability to cohere things. And I think that's what it did to the crust of our planet, is that it created this, just like water creates geometry within our own bodies, this water created geometry within the matrix of the rock of North America, this Gaia matrix. And it's a living thing. We look at our continent, and along the 44th parallel, we have all these mountains that are all in line there. And when you project that 44th parallel into the planet, you come down to that 400 to 600 mile deep zone. So it feels like there's this projection of water, steam, and lava, whatever, just pulling up water. Water is forcing all this lava to do its stuff, to shoot its steam out of the geyser in Yosemite. And this is all this water coming out of the earth is all this primal water. Is it, where is it? Where did it come from? Perhaps the planet is creating it. It's living. It's a living cell. And if we, continue just going down the path of looking at it as this dead rock that we can dig rocks out of and, use to, make bauxite to make steel or, mm-hmm. The usual thing for just an exploitative model, we're not going to last on this planet very long. We really have to start looking at this thing as a whole systems. And this overview effect, this is what I'm trying to, bring with Gaia Matrix, is to give North America an overview effect of itself and how these patterns have affected its destiny and, where it's going with this. The astronauts speak of this overview effect where after seeing the Earth and how everything is all interconnected, it's impossible to contemplate war.
Right, and I wanted to just make sure I understand this. Is the 42nd parallel, that's the Empire Lay that you were talking about?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, and what you have also emphasized again is the Native American knowledge, that what historic knowledge from Native American cultures, that as many listeners know, they knew that the earth was alive, and a lot of information was lifted from those cultures, and I guess they picked and chose what they wanted to establish in terms of the current culture. And I agree with there's just a limited amount of time where you can perceive this planet, rocks, and the ecosystems around that as dead. And water is the big factor. When you're talking about ley line energies, how does water play a role with these energy lines?
Well, it's a waving universe. You know, everything's waving. You know, the water has this kind of waveform within it. Electromagnetism has, everything has this waveform to it. Ley lines have a similar waveform. They, where they have a braiding, if you will, of a number of coils, number of lines that kind of go back and forth, meander through the land. The people have actually followed these ley lines and traced them. And what ended up happening was is where the straight line marks are, were nodes where these crossings happen, where these two streams crossed and meandered and where they crossed again. It wouldn't be so regular, you know, like every 30 feet or something. It would be, you know, on an irregular basis. So it was very organically placed, all these nodes, enhanced by standing stones or, you know, whatever, or a twisted tree or something.
We have to remind listeners again that
I can collect my thoughts.
You can collect your thoughts in this moment. And I want to get back into that because I recently watched the documentary Watermark, which was, I just thought about your book when I was watching this, and it was incredible. Guy Matrix is the book that we're offering right now, yours for a $100 pledge. The subtitle is Arcom and the Geometries of Destiny in the North American Landscape. You're listening to WBAI at 99.5 FM in New York and streaming on the web at WBAI.org. Peter had explained what ARCOM was, the connection there, and why he named it that. This book is yours for a $100 pledge. Please pledge your support right now for this station and the show. 212-209-2950. Please dial that number and pledge your support at the $100 level. It's printed on our archival paper, which means it'll last a long time. It won't start to tan or become brittle and fall apart. It'll last a long time. In other news archives, that's a probably won't last as long, that MP3 disc. So you'll probably need to move all that stuff onto a hard drive. Yours for a $35 pledge, it includes those two ebooks, right? There's more than a million words on one of those ebooks, and don't print that ebook out. I think it's 3,000 pages, something like that. So that's why it's an ebook. But if you're interested in free energy devices, you may want to take a look at this. I got permission from the author of this book, ebook, to give it to listeners as a premium here. Yours for a $35 pledge when you dial 212-209-2950. Please pick up the phone and dial that number. Pledge your support at the $100 level. We'll send you the Guy Matrix book. We're talking about that right now with the author. You pledge at the $35 level. We'll send you the In Other News archives. It includes those two books, over 120 shows on that MP3 disc. And altogether, which is the deal, and I urge you to get the deal, $125 pledge. We will send both the book and the archive disc. Wouldn't that be wonderful to get that in the mail, to see that leaning against your door one morning or one afternoon, or when you get back from work and you see, Gaia Matrix, here it is, and the ebooks. So there's a lot of information packed in both of these premiums, not only with the shows on here and the book, but with those ebooks as well. There's a lot of information. And so it's important, if you're going to continue to listen to this radio show, it's important that you get these premiums, because we're going to be going in that direction and talking about these concepts and ideas and the devices in detail, because they all connect together as well. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Pledge your support right now. We're trying to raise money for this wonderful station. We have on the line the author of the book Gaia Matrix, Peter Shampoo, who wrote this incredible book, put together this amazing book that is full of very interesting information that some of the most prominent people will just lift with no attribution. Although I'm not certain of that, we have some evidence of this, but 212-209-2950, please pick up the phone, dial that number, or visit give2wbai.org. There you can also find the premiums, and you can pledge online. So you can either call 212-209-2950 or go to the website give2wbai.org. Do you have somebody in your family, or do you have a friend who might be interested in this? Send them an email. Send them an email with the Give2WBAI link in it and point them to this. Do they listen to the station? Do they want to support the station? Do they want to see a radio station in New York City continue to broadcast very important information that everyone needs access to? And when I'm talking about information, I'm talking about the work that Peter had done and then what's coming up with the free energy devices, to begin to go through the various free energy devices and the inventors and talk about the inventors' lives. We're going to get into this. For example, free energy devices with magnets. So many people were producing these devices. Charles Flynn, 20,000 RPM rotation using electromagnetic screening. Dietmar Hull, rotation without moving the drive magnets. Don Kelly, moving the drive magnets. Stephen Kundle, moving the drive magnets. This upcoming guest told me in an email, I think I have it right here. Yeah, here it is. There are already more than 40,000 suppressed free energy patents in the United States alone. That's just in the United States. There's more than 40,000. And listeners, you know there's a problem here with the monopoly, and you know these inventors are often discouraged through threats to continue, or they're bought off, or they're just killed. The upcoming guest who wrote these ebooks had mentioned that he knows people who have been interfered with. Well, I know two Americans, one Indian and one Welsh guy, who have been interfered with and intimidated. I know of many others. So he's written extensively of this material, and he does not want to be known. He doesn't want to market his name, because this world is, you got to be careful with this stuff. And he's done the heavy lifting for all of us, and that's why I want to get it out to everyone. Remember, we were talking about free energy devices and how you find out how to make something, an over-unity device, or something that takes very little energy and creates much more energy. Give it out to people, reproduce it as quick as possible, and get it out to as many people as possible before it can be destroyed or just suppressed. That's the pattern of free energy suppression in this country, in this world. However, in this country, it's dominated, as everyone knows, by oil. And one thing that this author shared with me, and we'll be hearing more about this, is what was really going on with Prohibition. And I've never heard this story before. He mentioned that the Model T Ford was going to be powered by a Nikola Tesla device, a magneto, something that operated electrically or with magnets. I've never heard this before. And he said then some people approached Ford with a waste product from the oil industry, and that waste product was called gasoline. He went with the gasoline, but what had also happened is people found that they could, again, they had to pay for gasoline, but people found that they could make their own fuel. They could make alcohol. Prohibition was more about fuel than drinking alcohol and partying in bars, but history tells a different story. Our guest, Peter Shampoo, he's the author of the book Gaia Matrix, the book that we're offering right now. The subtitles Arcom and the Geometries of Destiny in the North American Landscape. That's yours for a $100 pledge. The Archives, yours for a $35 pledge. The Pack Together, a $125 pledge. We're going to get back into discussing more about the book, but while we're talking about it, please consider supporting this wonderful station. Peter had donated these books. A wonderful thing to do, and that's the spirit that we're looking for right now. 212-209-2950. This book, yours for a $100 pledge. Peter, so we looked at the cell phones and the city lay, and you talked about the cell phones blocking the human brain waves from the natural telluric energy within the ley lines. And ley lines, you had mentioned, tend to carry telluric energy. And the electromagnetic energy, you had told us in past interviews, fuels creativity. So would you say that the Wi-Fi and electromagnetic smog from these cell phones and these towers, do they suppress creativity?
Well, they do me, I know. If I'm in the haze, I really lose focus, brain fog. I've had a number of clients that have come to me that thinking that it might be earth energy that's a problem, but it's really just this Wi-Fi smart meter grid that they're installing everywhere. It's creating an Many individuals, it's creating an inflammation within their brain, getting headaches, and in order to sleep, they have to go out and find some deep valley where there's no cell phone connection, and it's there that they can actually rest. And you know, these people are living in their cars, and you know, can't be in a house, and can't hold a job. It's really there's more and more of them coming forward.
Peter, I might suggest, and this is what a past guest, Carissa Conti, had suggested, and it worked for me as well. A neighbor had put up a wireless modem on the other side of the wall where I sleep, and I wasn't sleeping. I would get 2 hours a night. I was getting sick, and I was miserable. And I had a device that could, you can't see the numbers. It just makes a loud screaming noise if there's any kind of microwave radiation or RF radiation coming out of any device. So I identified the area on the wall, and I put up a Mylar blanket, and that worked. So, yes, that worked. So share that with your friends. That could really help. Those things are like
$2. Thanks for that,
Jeff. You bet. And listeners as well, the Mylar blanket. And Carissa was, we didn't talk about this, and she just mentioned it to me. She said she's got couple rooms that is, she says it's ugly looking, you know, to her. She's got floor to ceiling walls covered with Mylar blankets in order to sleep. So they're very sensitive, and if you're into this material, you might be very sensitive as well.
It almost seems as though that there's this suppression program going on to try to, we're heading into a new area of the galaxy that I think there's more light, there's more photonic energy that's being, hitting the planet, hitting the sun. And the sun is, remember when I was a kid, I'd always draw the sun orange. And today, it is platinum white. I mean, there's something really weird going on with our sun that nobody's talking about.
That's true.
So, we're heading into this new lighted atmosphere within our galaxy, and the darkness can't exist. So it's, I think what they're trying to do is create a stopgap to try to keep the planet from actually ascending, if you will, or getting into this new light body that it's having an opportunity to embrace. You know, it's just this area in the galaxy where there's more density of photons, more light there because of, you look at the Milky Way, you see all these filaments, and in certain areas are denser than others, and we're spinning around this arm and going through different neighborhoods of the galaxy all the time. You know, we're a moving body. The sun isn't static in our galaxy. We're spinning along with the rest of the galaxy, and as we spin, the planet's kind of like the nose of a spacecraft, and we have these kind of rotational gravity fields going around it and creating this kind of slipstream moving on through the through things, and that's in, and we have this magnetic field and a moon, and it's wonderful stuff.
It is.
But I wanted to get back to complete that water thought we were speaking of earlier, that classically English ley lines had many these holy wells or holy springs along them.